Right here?
How y'all doing? Going pretty good.
Hot out there. How are you holding it up?
I'm holding up pretty well. Not that hot. It's a nice breeze. Texas humidity and heat. It's a lot worse than here. So, you know, it felt good to get back out there, put the pads on, and get through my first practice.
Coach was saying that you tweaked your hamstring a little bit before the start of training camp. What kind of happened, and what, you know, how did it limit you then to start camp?
Just being smart and not rushing into it. But it happened during a workout. So not to kind of dwell on it. I'm back in action now. But it's really being smart. There was no reason to get out there and try to open up full speed and, you know, tear something or make it worse.
Who impressed you?
Practicing kind of officially begun for you today, even though you had a week delay. It's like officially this is your start?
Yeah, football practice. But obviously, you know, I've been working out and been doing some great conditioning and lifting as well. And the training staff has done a great job of making sure that, you know, that was taking place. But first practice, you know, it's not like football. So being out there and really, cutting and doing those things that you do on the field, it's very good to do that.
What young guys have impressed you so far this camp?
Treadwell, the young guy that I've been sitting back and watching him. Just even how he carries himself and his attitude, you know, his work ethic, even more so than what he's been doing out here on the field. He's sitting back. It's still kind of early, you know. I'm still evaluating guys.
Adrian's intercepted and talked to you a little bit about potentially getting some carries in the offseason. What's your level of openness to that this year?
I don't know. Whenever that talk come around, you know, of course it'd be towards the last couple of games. We'll talk about it and we'll make a decision to go from there.
You had said in May you hope to get some preseason carries. Has anything changed in your desire then? Maybe the hamstring?
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Better than a record?
I do. Anything changed in since then? I mean, with your hamstring, maybe being smarter, anything like that?
I went out today and I felt pretty good, and I was able to open up some, and I'll continue to approach it that way until I feel like, I'm able just to open up all the way. Obviously I'm not playing in third season again. We'll see what happens. Who knows?
Adrian, in those joint practices, are you able to get some of the work that you would get in a preseason game that way when you do go to Cincinnati to have a couple of different things? Can that accomplish some of that?
Yeah, it definitely, because, you know, you go into it and you're seeing different defenses. You're going against different guys. So they don't know what you're doing. It's not like going against your own defense. With that, and then the competition of it. So with that, you're able to, kind of get a feel of what it is to be in a preseason game.
Adrian, you told us in May and June how excited you are about this team. Now being down here, as excited, more excited?
Yeah, just more excited. Yeah. Finally, we got the ball rolling, and just seeing all the pieces, in work and in play. The offensive line, Boone and Smith, and how those guys are gelling. And just kind of sitting back the other day and watching them on the goal line and seeing the attitude, just more of a physical tone and approach. That's what Coach Zimmer was talking about. Going into the off season, and just to kind of sit back and be able to see it, it feels good. I think we're about balanced out. I think we're about equal both sides. You ask the defense that, they'll say no. We got more over here, but. I think we about know.
Hey, Adrian, Michael Bennett of the Seahawks was recently saying he thinks that top-profile NFL players should be more talkative about social issues. He didn't mention your name or anything, but I'm wondering if you have any comment on what's been going on with Black Lives Matter, what went on in Minnesota. You grew up kind of near Dallas and the five police officers out there. Do you have any thoughts just in the general scheme of what's going on?
Not really. You know, it's hard because those situations, you know, each one has its own different story. You know, mm-hmm. Some of them, to me, just looking at the face value, what you see from the media, you know, it seemed kind of clear cut, you know, what should happen, what the result of this incident, that particular incident should, you know, result in. And, you know, it doesn't matter what's result from that. But I like to kind of stay out of it until I really know, like, exactly what happened. You know, I don't like to jump to conclusions because you never know what might trigger someone to react. You know, so, you know, once you find, you figure out and, you know, the investigation is done and you get all the information and you find detail, then you're able to sit back and evaluate things and then come up with a verdict. You know, that's just kind of how I look at things. But like I said, in some of those cases, what my eyes seen, it kind of seemed like kind of clear cut. You know, but the way, you know, I feel like this world is, and you know, and the government has a lot to do with that. You know, it's not always clear cut like that. You know, so I think just as people and as individuals, you know, we do need to step up more. Use our voices to bring more awareness to, you know, to those situations.
Did you worry about the press going into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, you know, I got an invite, you know, so that was pretty cool. Actually, real cool, you know. It's like, of course, I won't be able to make it, but that was a no-brainer, you know. And so, I'm sure it's a great day for him. It's going to be a great day for him and his family, and I wish him all the best. And I can always say that I played with him, you know, so that right there is satisfying to me.
Looks like they had his Packers and his Vikings jersey and his locker in Canton. Are you happy to see that both of those are there?
Oh, I didn't know, but that's pretty cool to know. So, yeah.
What was your decision when you first came in? Were you in awe of him or just happy that he was here?
Both. Yeah, first being in awe, and then before, I grew up watching him. You know, the passion that I played with, you know, something that came from far, watching them play the game. You know, when I watched guys like him play growing up, it's like, that's how I play, you know, that's how I played the running back position. So, and have the success that he had for such a long time. You know, initially it was like, wow, this is Brett Favre. To have a locker right next to him, you know, that was pretty special. I don't ask too many guys for autographs, but I definitely asked him for a couple, you know. So it was a great experience, one I'll always remember and cherish.
Yeah, just watching before you came here. Was there anything that kind of stood out or surprised you when you did get here, about whether it's preparation or just anything of his personality?
Just personality. But I could tell just how he played the game, that he had a great personality, you know. And that was pretty much confirmed when he made it. But this is arm strength. And that's the only ball I've heard whistle when it goes by my, when it went by my helmet one particular day. The only time I ever heard that happen. So to still be able to throw the ball with that much power was incredible to me.
You have some rookies talking about you, just like you're talking about Fred. They are excited to play with you. How does that make you feel to know, like, you got some young guys that were like, your passion, the way you play?
Yeah, it makes me feel good. You know, it's kind of like kind of switch roles, you know, and just being more of a mentor for those guys. But I made sure I let them know, hey, I'm not old. You know, I'm still young. Don't get it twisted. But I love the role, you know, so I sit back and encourage those guys. And when they have questions, like, you know, do the best to answer them and try to give them the knowledge to help them improve. You know, and when I see things, I point it out and try to correct it, you know. That's what Chester Taylor did for me, and I'm Tony Richardson, though. That's exactly what those guys did for me, so I'm just passing it on.
Some of the new guys on the offensive line, Andre Smith, Alex Boone, how does that change things for you?
A lot. You know, just Boone is himself. He just brings a different personality to the group, a different mindset, you know, as well. So other guys pick up on that, you know. And Smith as well, you know. So I'm just, right now, it's exciting just to kind of see what we're able to do. You know, we're just now getting into pads, you know, but once we to get through camp and get through the preseason and you're ready for the opener, you know, that's when the true test will really start.
Have you been able to see a difference in attitude there? They kind of talked about Sperano and sort of the attitude that he brings to the O-line.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, of course, you know, just a different attitude up front. The guys is playing with more of an edge and, you know, to me, a little more aggressive. You know, so as a running back, that's how you want your guys to be up front.
Time how, for about, a couple more. How about Andre Smith? I mean, one of his specialties is run blocking, and you run. I mean, how good of a guy will that be to run behind, you know, especially since you don't have Big Phil around, but he's a capable replacement, certainly.
Yeah, yeah, that's why we brought him in, you know. So I'm looking forward to it, you know. Like I say, it's the first couple days of pads. So really, I really can't get a good feel for anything just yet, you know. So as we continue to progress, we'll see how these guys, you know, gel and mold together. And then, you know, I'll be able to kind of rebound on that question.
All right. Thank you. All right, thanks a lot. No problem.